You know Mr. Thomas?
Yeah.
Next door?
Yeah.
He's a Buddhist.
He's not, is he?
Yeah, he's a Buddhist.
Is he really?
Yes, he's a Buddhist. He's got this blue bottle in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He thinks it's Keats. Thinks it's the poet Keats reincarnated, so he keeps going in the bathroom, takes it in, marshmallows and marmalade. The blue bottle's about, oh, it's getting very big and fat. Horrible great thing. He puts out bits of paper hoping it will complete some poems. He's just got a lot of blue bottle dropping so far. He still frames them though.
Well, well, it probably means something to another blue bottle, don't
it? Well, to a blue bottle, they'd understand it, I suppose.
Of course, you know, actually, Pete, I'd like to come back as a sparrow. So I could see down ladies' blouses.
Well, it wouldn't be much point to that, Dad. If you come back as a sparrow, you wouldn't want to look down ladies' blouses. No, you just want to look down sparrows' blouses. That's the only thing you'd be interested in as a sparrow.
Yeah.
If I had my choice, I'd like to come back as Grace Kelly.
What's that?
I've always wanted to know what she looks like in the bath. I've always been fascinated by her glacial beauty, you know. Always gone for that.
Wonderful. Of course, actually, you know, Pete, in the end, it's a bit of a toss-up as to which religion is right, isn't it, really? You don't actually know which religion is right, do you?
Well, you can't tell. There's millions of religions. It might be tree worship, it might be Buddhism, it might be Christianity. You don't know what to go for, frankly.
No.
I mean, you might be a perfectly good Buddhist all your life, get up to heaven and there'll be the Reverend Stephen smiling all over his face and saying, get out, ha ha ha, Buddhism is wrong, we're right, get off with you lot. Alternatively, you might be a very good Christian, you see, Church of England, behave yourself very nicely, get up there, there's Buddha, laughing all over his face, sends you back as a worm. There's no way of telling, really, what to do.
I think the best thing to do is to remain a prognostic.
An agnostic.
Yeah. Do you think God's been listening while we've been talking?
Well, if he exists, he's been listening, because he's omnipresent. He's heard every word we've said.
Well, we better look religious then.
Well, it's no good just looking religious, Dad. He can see through that. You have to be religious.